Well, colleagues, legal reviews, it's tricky because people are fighting tooth and nail. I mean, what is the exact thing that was contained in Additional Protocol 1 and the guiding principles? And I would say that the only additionality that we have, and we are still not able to crack it, frame it correctly, is when, that we encourage people to continue to exchange best practices on a voluntary basis. So that's where we are. And of course, having to take into account the fact that not everybody is bound by the Additional Protocol 1. I mean, this is a sort of issue that I would say with some time and goodwill, you can get there. But it will still require a little bit of effort. Regarding the next issue that I would like to see dealt with rapidly so that we have some more time to look at the 20 and 21 that are the hard nucleus of our debate. I think that these paragraphs were under some criticism, and actually that's why we proposed the language in blue that tries to merge the paragraphs and simplify it a little bit. So when we address that, I would ask you to first indicate what you believe should be the issues that could be dealt with in terms of risk mitigation, and try to come up with language that could amend 26 or 27. Or even if you don't believe that at this juncture it would be too much, to have anything regarding risk mitigation, and you don't believe that this is an issue that in, let's say, in this emergency that we find ourselves in, it is worth addressing it at all. Because actually, I mean, what are we mitigating after all if we are not able to agree what are the prohibitions and the regulations? So this is the sort of approach that I would like you to take. I'll give you 1 minute on this paragraph, and we hope to finalize this, let us say, around 12:15. Floor is open. Para manter a palavra. It's not Panama, it's Pakistan.